There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Because I tell you what, there's a lot of people that will call the way that my father raised me to be controversial.
Really? Okay, so you were watching the Tiger Woods documentary about how Tiger Woods' father raised him to become a champion golfer, and you're equating this to your family life.
When my father told me, number one, he's just like, being fat makes you physically strong. Right? That's what he told me, which is completely correct.
It definitely does. You can't be gay and fat, so my son's straight. Look at him, he's fat.
I don't know, because then he was also like, every once in a while, he'd like hold up a picture of Harvey Firestein like next to me. And see if what the differences were. But I remember when my father first taped a microphone to my hands.
Oh, is that right?
And he forced me to. I used to run laps around the backyard giving one-liners. And I know, yeah, at the time, people, it's Child Protective Services needs to take the boy away.
For but what? He didn't know. Trying to be funny? Trying to be a comedian? That is actually grounds to take a child away.
He didn't know that he was making, none of them knew that they were making, I'm going to call myself almost the. What's a good person? I'm going to say the.
If you say Bobby Bonilla, I'm going to throw you off of the show, and we're replacing you with just the Toad.
The only way I'll ever be Bobby Bonilla of anything is once I start making money from not working.
Yeah,
that's right. He's the king.
Well, he's a genius.
I'd say I'm more of the Steve Perry of comedy.
Oh, Journey. Okay, I love Steve Perry.
I saw him have lunch.
You talk about that's amazing. By the way, tuna
Didn't
fish.
Speak to him.
Tuna fish.
Yes.
I knew Steve Perry was a tuna fish guy.
It was a bed of leaves with tuna fish on top of it. And tuna fish on top of it. And Woo! That's the true maturity. Me and Matt Servito, a man that also, he experienced a visible erection from seeing
Steve
Perry.
Well, he's the Satan from Pretty Faces Going to Hell, correct?
Yes, both of us, we refrained from saying anything, but we gave him a nod.
That is absolutely wonderful. And if you want to know the power of magical thinking, an entire country thought Steve Perry was attractive for about 20 years.
Look at Rick Ocasek.
Even though we know he wasn't. We were staring at him, and then MTV was like, he's a hunk. I'm looking at him. I know he's not, but in my mind, I'm like, I guess he's a hunk.
But guess what? The whole world's being force-fed all of this, like, oh, yeah, Adam Levine. He's got this nice body and those little brown nipples everybody
Adam
likes.
Adam Levine looks like he got his tattoos from a EA Sports Creative player. They are the most generic things of all time. It just says California. That's just a state.
Steve Perry, Rick Ocasek, the whole point of being a rock and roll person, the whole point of learning to play the guitar, the whole point of getting in front of the microphone.
I love Little Man
Gripes. You are supposed to be ugly, and your talent is supposed to get you flayed.
Henry Zebrowski, I've said it before, we're going to start this show. He is the Dio of podcasting.
Yes!
Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry.
Holy diver.
Woo! Got to see Dio live when he was the front man for Heaven and Hell. That man ran probably 50 miles. He just ran back across, like he was Martin Lawrence or Cat Williams, where he just runs so much. And as an audience member, I just feel guilty for not exercising.
I'll tell you what, he was the former fastest man within 10 feet.
He was.
And I'm happy to take it into the future. I will take that baton into the future because when it comes down to it, you got to be small. He was so small that the rock and contained inside of him had nowhere to go but out.
It really is. That is why I believe people do have souls, isn't it? Because look at that little vessel. And then when he would open his mouth, you'd say, wow. Same thing with Sasha Gray. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the new. I love Sasha.
Her new show is good.
We're one friend removed.
Really?
Yes, our friend.
I'd love to meet her.
I will tell you off air who knows her so we can meet Sasha.
I like her new show. She's doing good. She's a good personality.
The last time we met an adult film actress, I believe we were at Comic-Con, and you...
I was hammered.
No, you acted like...
I did bad.
Like a drooling slob.
I was really, really drunk.
She knows what she does, Henry.
I was really, really drunk.
No, but you didn't act bad. You acted too sheepish.
No, I was very... I was just like,
I think I know you.
Yeah, it was sad, man. It was a sad... But that was sad, but the rest of the night was great.
No, it was wonderful. All right. Well, let's get to some news stories. The gift that keeps on giving, I guess, is murder and mayhem within families.
If not, we wouldn't have a show or a career. Look at this story. This story is simply You know what?
What?
You can't make it up.
You can't. I mean, you could.
Someone
but,
has made this up. I watched a movie that was actually very similar to this recently, but it is fun. Naked maniac arrested carrying his dad's severed head.
All right, so that's the headline, and I have to immediately say, I don't like this biased journalism. Why are you going to call him a maniac? You don't know. You're
you
inferring
know.
A personality type. Naked? Okay, he's got no clothes on.
Yeah.
That's just, that's objective truth.
I would maybe say it depends, because if he shows up all wrapped up in intestines and he's got his father's fucking head in his hands,
sure.
right, he's covered in blood, and when you meet him, he's just like, you got to tell you know what, honestly, I think I went too far this morning.
That's not a maniac.
No. Now he's become rational.
Yes.
But maybe at the time when he was got a big fork and he was pulling the intestines out like it was fucking spaghetti, like laughing and screaming, then you might say, oh, hey, buddy, hey, we might want to dial this back a little bit.
Well, this is another lesson in being able to spot bias journalism.
So the
maniac, we don't know.
We
naked,
don't know.
For sure.
We don't know. This comes from the New York Post, so you know it's got to be legit. Naked man wrapped in guts goes on rampage with dad's severed head. I mean, I like how he said with dad's severed head, like it was his friend.
Like hanging out.
A naked maniac covered with intestines went on a rampage in the Ukraine, hitting parked cars with his father's severed head in front of horrified passersby, according to a report.
Well,
I wish it said horrifyingly pleased passersby.
The thing is, you needed to take your car into the wash anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the car washes here in New York, or here in Los Angeles, rather.
That's
obviously
where you live. Yep.
Did not do it in New York. No need to have a car there.
Didn't have a car.
Your feet are your car.
Yeah, so every time you showered, it was like you took yourself to a car wash.
Absolutely. Once a month.
Once a month.
Once a month. I mean, the car wash makes you feel good, right?
Sure.
But sometimes you're like, what is the final speck of dust that has to hit my car where I finally go take the right turn and go into the car wash?
Sure.
Someone douses your car in a severed head. It's inspiring. I say, today is the day I'm going to wash that frickin' car of mine.
Absolutely. And it's also probably the day you're like, you know what? I should probably write that screenplay.
Why not?
I should probably apply to be a lawyer next week. Just anything to maybe not end up like this man. This naked and bloodied man wrapped in guts holding the head of a man who came out of the front. This is from a witness. This is a neighbor in Odessa. A naked and bloody man. He's like, he sat on a bench and he lit a cigarette. Which I get, man. Honestly,
it's
by
hard.
That point, you're like, it's been a day.
Well, it's a carcinogen. You want to be very careful. The thing that really gets me is the way that he wore the intestines. They're saying constantly that he wore them around his neck.
Like a scarf.
And
pashmina.
I don't know much about the inside, the innards of a human body. I don't really know much.
They're loopy.
Pretty sure that's where all the poop is, though.
Yep.
So he had a poop necklace.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it was all filled with liquid shit.
It was his father's.
No, the intestines were from his friend.
Oh, those were from his friend.
Yeah, those were from his friend. He held the decapitated head of his father.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it was the head of his dad and the intestines of his friend.
Both locally sourced.
That's like wearing a Puma shirt and Nike shoes.
I know. Honestly, you have to think about it. You don't want to be
come on,
passe.
Stick with a brand. Make a choice.
But holding the decapitated head of his father, Ponomarenko, which I believe his full name is Dmitry Ponomarenko.
Oh.
He turned to the cops, smoking a cigarette. They you know, obviously they're like, what's going on here? And he said, quote, he is a god who is not worshipped.
Wait,
so I get it. He's out
dad,
of a job.
His dad is a god who is not worshipped.
No, that he himself was.
That he, the man covered in his friend's intestines and poop, theoretically, and holding his dad's head, is a god that should not be worshipped. So
no,
he's not wrong about that.
He's just saying, I am a god. Hey, I'm here.
Oh, but no one's
I'm
worshiping
born
me.
This way. No one's worshiping me.
But they should be.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes. How I am anytime I go to an audition.
I'm starting to think this guy might be a maniac.
Before. This is yellow journalism. That's yellow journalism. Police found the headless corpse of the 53-year-old Igor Ponomarenko lying on the bed of his apartment. So he left it there because obviously he was done with his bowling game.
I guess.
In the kitchen, they discovered the sliced and gutted body of family friend Alexander Domchenko, 32, the Sun reported.
Oh.
Ponomarenko reportedly said he killed the man, quote, because he had to.
Why?
He had to.
What's going on in Ukraine right now where this guy had to do that?
Well, there's
that?
Massive civil war. Isn't there massive, like, civil unrest happening
yeah,
in the Ukraine right now?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff happening.
I know that I'm supposed to know
their leadership is literally run by a clown. He truly is a comedian.
That is a comedian, right?
Yeah,
that's
he
like
is
the comedian.
A comedian. Yeah, but they're about to have, like, a bunch of war. I don't know exactly if this is the time to have a comedian as your leader. Maybe someone with military experience. But what about fighting for laughs?
I mean, every day it's a war out here on the fucking internet trying to fucking carve out space for content.
Absolutely.
But he is, it seemed like he really got out of control there.
Well, you know, let's talk.
Man, because they say apparently that the pressure inside of the human body can build up. Like, because I've read, you know, how many times have we talked about people being disemboweled?
Honestly?
Hundreds of times.
Yeah, probably just on the show alone, we've been doing probably 433 times.
Sure. You can cut open the belly of a person, and the guts can be so impacted, depending on when you've eaten. Obviously, tell me if I'm wrong. Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. But I've seen this. They can literally pop out of you.
Like, and the guts?
And I wonder what led up to it. I imagine, because first thing I'm going to blame is the game Among Us. That makes people fight. I might say that might have happened because, you know, check out Old Nader's Ho Among Us stream on Tuesdays, which is after our last stream on the left on these weeks. But honestly,
great kind of plug.
That's what the fighting that goes on in there. I feel like that's what happened. But also, or does it start with just you and your buddy? Like we were saying before, you were talking about how all the guys used to jerk off in front of each
Not
other in the
all
shower.
Of the guys. And they all used to, like, it was a private conversation. Place. One guy in high school jerked off one time.
But everybody, yeah, it was the same place. You all could jerk off looking at each other because it was cool. Everybody thought it was cool.
Anyone who played sports know you got micro stew with the small penis, then you got jerk off stand, and then you got everyone had a character in the showers.
But yes, everybody. It's like Saturday Night Live. But
you piss it on your friend's feet. Everyone knows what happened in the boys' showers in the 90s when you played football at a Catholic school.
I'm just so glad I'm basically a woman. I'm just so glad I don't like any boys playing boys' games. But you were hanging out
with
your buddy.
That's the game within the game, the post shower game.
And the winners and the losers there are sometimes they flip flops from the field.
All I know is there's the coach is always the winner.
Yeah, especially when he's got his lawn chair there and his binoculars.
Honestly, you joke.
Were you molested by your coach?
No.
Are you going to turn this into a Marty Jannetty podcast?
No, I was not. I had wonderful coaches.
Great, that clears it up.
Thank you.
But you're sitting with your buddy, and he's just like, oh, man, I had so many fucking beans today. Yeah, he's just like, yeah, I bet,
it's
dude.
It's Ukraine. Yeah,
I
it's
bet,
a lot,
dude, man, fucking lot of beans. And he's just like, my fucking bet, man, my fucking guts are all filled with fucking jump juice, dude. And he's just like, whatever, yo, man, we should check it out.
Yeah,
man.
To get rid of it.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, dude, you better fucking make my belly button bigger, friend.
So in some way, you're victim blaming here because you think that the victim was like So in your story, this guy's in a maniac. This man is trying to aid and abet his friend.
Again,
who
he
ate
was a
too
maniac.
Many beans.
Yes, he was a maniac then. And he was a maniac for being so close to his friend that he would dare take his friend up on the suggestion. Yeah, sure, I could fucking disembowel you to see how much beans are in your guts.
Sure, sure. Well, and that's why people come to us to avoid fake journalism.
All we
because
do
because we don't know that that's not true.
I don't know what's not true ever.
But then the person is wearing a intestine around his neck that is formerly the home of a bunch of bean crap, which I would assume oozed all over his shirt like a shawl that was made cheaply that got stuck in the rain and it bleeds onto your nice clothes.
Do you ever have one of those little thin scarves, like a little tube scarf?
I wore a scarf once, left it at where I brought it, and never bought another one.
I don't like scarves because I don't like the strangle.
I just don't need a scarf. My feet get cold, my legs get cold. I can never say my neck has been cold.
Have you ever thought about, like, some kind of compression wear?
I'm supposed to wear compression socks every time I fly on account of the deep vein thrombosis, and that's what we're here to talk about.
The horrors of deep vein thrombosis.
I cannot wait until I'm in my Wilford Brimley.
I can't wait.
You're having trouble walking. You're over the age of 65. My God, kids aren't calling you anymore. Your veins are the only family you have. You want to take care of them. Make sure they can flow. All right. I named this leg shotgun and this leg a shotgun too. One of them is going to kill me. Well, speaking of murder and speaking of food, what a great natural segue. South Carolina, who doesn't love watching the great show Worst Cooks in America?
I am.
But you know what's funny?
I'm in that league. You say this. Worst Cooks is one of my Natalie Nine's favorite, like, shut off your brain shows. It's really fun. We love people messing stuff up. It's like we nailed it. Hello, Nicole Byer. What's going on? It's like we like people funnily messing up food.
I like to be, I like to see people thrive, which is why I've been watching season two of Blown Away.
You know what it is about Blown Away?
It's really good.
I love it, and I love new terms.
Yes, because you know what they call the kiln that they put the they put all the glass in to shape it? They call it the glory hole. And then nobody laughs.
No one
and I'm
laughs.
Like, how isn't anybody laughing?
It's like, how many
and
times
and then they constantly say blow because everyone, because you got to blow and they're like, and then you got to blow it.
Constant supplies of humor. No one's recognizing it. It's like on Forge and Fire where they talk about pulling the meat out of the tang and, you know, like how many
you
times they say
me.
The word billet.
The tang is the perineum, a.k.a. the taint of the knife. But no, of course, that's
no,
why.
No, actually, I think the tang is the balls of the knife.
Well, anyway, what I'm saying is they need to bring a little
side
levity.
Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com if you actually want to comment on that. Now, this
bring
is,
a little levity, but not but like this woman did, because this woman on the Worst Cooks in America, yeah, she may have not been a good cook, but apparently...
She became a good cook at the end of the season.
She was really good at beating her daughter to death, which is really sad and bad.
It is.
It's a South Carolina woman.
I didn't mean to laugh.
No, she won season 20.
Yeah, buddy. It's been on show forever, man.
Season
Amberelle,
20.
Holy, they got make they fucking print money over there, dude.
I'm not a huge Amberelle
Tyler
fan,
Florence?
But I'm not against anyone. I'm just I am a guy.
We're all guys.
But you know what I'm also doing on HGTV? What? Hometown. Because the character's name is Ben
anymore.
And he's big.
I don't. Hometown is boring.
Well, that's because you don't know what it's like to be in a loving relationship.
Wow.
20 years.
We actually are in a loving relationship. Our friendship is technically highly functional in a way.
Season 20, Worst Cooks in America.
Okay,
winner.
Here we go. Here, let me talk about let me lay this out.
Ariel Robinson.
29
let's
years
Let's say
young.
It together now.
Ariel Robinson
and
Jerry
Robinson. Very good.
We're great at radio. But she was effervescent on the show, right?
Was she?
Oh, absolutely. That's like one of the, that's like, to me, the ultimate tragedy is just the ruining of a possible, the potential TV career.
Don't was they it, vet these people a little bit more to be like, hey, here's a picture of your kid. First three feelings. Oh,
rage.
Rage. Okay.
Get rid of
and.
Make a casket.
So we're going to actually.
But I can barely make eggs.
Sadly, the producers would cast her immediately, which is exactly what happened.
Well, Ariel Robinson was, she big crazy hair. She was like a larger-than-life personality. She called herself an up-and-coming. She was like a budding stand-up. She was very funny on the show. She won the $25,000 grand prize after competing on the Food Network show. This is in August.
And that's a pretty good prize. And to be fair to the Food Network in general, guys, grocery games, you're pulling down some pretty good cash.
Because
you can get like 20 grand.
Yeah, they get good sponsorship too. But that's like, it's all about your skill, isn't it, Triple G? It's about your speed.
Because Blown Away is a $60,000 package, which means you get a residency, means you just have to work.
Most of those guys are just, you literally get a job, which is nice, but also at the same time, give me some money.
So this chick, she got 25 grand with taxes around 13 grand.
Yes, so she got 13 grand. She was going to take her family on a big vacation, but instead she decided to beat her child to death.
What?
This is South Carolina. She's from South Carolina, which is, it's an interesting state. She and her husband, Jerry Robinson, they were picked up on the last Tuesday by officers from the Simpsonville Police Department. This comes from the Daily Mail, so you know it's legit. The child was 3 years old.
So sad. Victoria Rose Smith, beautiful baby girl.
It is very, very,
the
very
Robinsons,
sad.
Apparently, the cops said that the Robinsons, quote, did commit child abuse by inflicting a series of blunt force injuries, resulted in the death of the victim.
It is very, very bad.
They each face charges of homicide and child abuse.
It's not
my
good.
God.
It's hard to describe. Because again, you just don't know anybody. She had a YouTube video up 4 days ago.
How do you?
Before the crime, she was up teaching, being super like bubbly and funny. This is the type of shit that you're like, it's why you can never trust anybody that's on camera.
But you have to be able to trust somebody. Otherwise, you have to just be.
The last one was Larry King, and he's dead.
Well, Larry, sure, although his final program was actually ironically about bowels. He was making some paychecks towards the end.
Sure, yeah.
That's when you get the best TV show of all time is a sponsored 30-minute ad at 3 a.m.
Of course, when it's just like Corbin Burnson from the Major League, like talking about, do you need your toes realigned? Well, everybody gets to 75 years old and your toes begin to switch place.
My question is, okay, so obviously, because we don't know too much, so we have to infer a bunch. Did
we have to?
This person, because some, not everyone can actually handle the idea of being a celebrity. And when I say that, I don't mean that in the sense of like being cocky and being like flamboyant and being like
no,
a celebrity.
No, it fucks with you people's
actually,
brains.
You actually have to be very humble.
Well, it's
you have to be very cautious.
And
you have
strangely stable.
Strangely
you have to,
stable.
You have to have an inner working. That's why it is, I don't know, I know it's ridiculous to say, but once you are truly like quote unquote famous, she was not really.
Like
but
Keanu
she,
Reeves fights fame every day to be normal.
Yes. It is difficult because your world gets smaller and smaller. Yes, we all agree that's what you sign up for, to be famous and to have all the access and to have all the money. But
I mean,
also,
then of course, with social media and stuff, also, it got like, it got a little crazy fast.
It really did. But somebody, I really do think it escalates mental illness very often. It escalates, especially aggression, very often, because you're kind of put yourself, because the one thing is that when you're put in the public spotlight, you then get people, whether you ask for it or not, criticizing every inch of your life. And so this person, it seems that something obviously built to a head,
well,
because she has no other criminal reports on her, no other police reports. She doesn't have a criminal history, it seems like. Maybe some, I want to say.
Well, what happened here is, now that I'm looking more into this story, she adopted 3 children last year. We don't know if this person that she murdered was one of her adopted children or not.
Don't know.
This could be a money scam situation.
Well, that's
it
what's so fucked
be,
up. And then the money came in, right? Then you are, so you did,
so
who
this
knows?
Woman,
we don't know that for certain.
We don't
like,
know.
Like, we didn't know the other guy was a maniac.
Jerry Robinson, Ariel Robinson. We have no idea what it is. It does seem very, very strange to adopt 3 children in 1 year. I don't know if they had the means in order to support those children. Therefore, it would be a little bit controversial if they didn't actually.
But
you
I
know, they're not running a frickin' orphanage here. So this is really an interesting story. And obviously, our heart breaks for the children. And you're right. You never know. And maybe they felt like, oh, these kids are getting in the way of our budding career in food, but what you've just done is now you have a budding career in at most a prison birthday cake, which is just a bunch of honey buns and
all smashed together
with some Oreos, because I watch prison
but
shows on YouTube constantly, and honestly, some of the food does look good.
Ariel Robinson was a former middle school teacher, a local comedian, and although going on the cooking competition show might have earned her local fame, this is from Distractify, the homicide charges against her will outshine anything else. Yeah, you're right. But I actually, what I'm finding, there is no criminal history. So this seems to be a fucked up moment. I mean, I not that,
and
I know it's obvious,
no
obvious to say, it's just like we have no clue over this. It was escalated abuse that then finally bubbled over into actual murder. But
or does it happen where you have a flip moment where you act violently towards a child, you hit them, you realize, oh, that's really bad, and the kid's going to report me. So then you somehow in your mind rationalize ending the problem.
We know that from Family Annihilators all the time. This idea of like, I'm saving my other children from the shame of their mother beating one of you,
well,
essentially by killing them.
Apparently Robinson said of her winnings, the 25 grand again that she got for being a horrible cook, she says, I want to take them to, referring to her family and children, I want to take them to a water park resort or a beach, a vacation, so we can do one big thing as a family this year. And you know what? They did do a big thing as
a family,
but it was certainly not as fun as a good old-fashioned water park. And
but
so who knows? This story is crazy.
The truth is, though, a lot of times where there's smoke, there's fire. So
yeah.
I feel like this is probably not an isolated incident. It's just the first time it ever went so far, and they had no clue what the hell they were doing.
I just feel so bad for the poor kids who were adopted, because you can imagine, you don't get adopted from great families. It's never
that's
like
called
that
being abducted.
That's called being abducted.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you get to end up on The Masked Singer,
yes,
which is a statement about our society that I don't even
so
know.
Fucking broken, dude.
For those that don't know, Elizabeth Smart,
Elizabeth Smart, correct?
She was the one abducted in Utah about, 25 years ago or
this
so.
This fucking with Kellyanne Conway posting a nude picture of her daughter.
Which
I don't know what the hell is going
porn.
On.
I don't, parents need to be in adults.
You're being controversial. Parents should be free to also be children.
I don't
How dare you?
Anyway, well, speaking of, so we'll follow that story, and it really is heartbreaking, and it's hard to bring levity to it.
Because, but we always do, don't we,
hey,
Kessel?
Someone's saying sensitive, but we're just trying to be the sugar that helps the sad...
fucking dildo go down the throat? I feel...
I actually don't think sugar would help a dildo go down the throat.
Granular.
I think it would. You're going to want to use a liquid honey if you're going to do that.
We are... this is how we process things.
Yeah, it's very sad, and I feel horrible for those kids. And now they have to go to another house. So please, if you are in the, able to adopt, there are at least three kids, four kids, because she had five. So there's four kids that need a home.
Nat and I were going to do a catch and release program.
That's very. That's what they do with fish.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to do that with human babies.
Yeah. Just you know, drop them off.
Oh.
Trophy children.
Live from your grave.
Well, speaking of catch and release, we were debating, is this top hat or is this side story as well? It made the side stories cut. Oklahoma Representative Justin Humphrey, you know, nothing's going on.
Nothing is going on.
Nothing is going on.
I certainly don't think that there's anything that would require, like, a whole bunch of the attention of the entire government.
No.
Like, there's no, rollout that needs to be administered. No.
I just saw a small business owner throwing money out the door, being like, I can't take it anymore. Get this money away from me.
Yes.
I have too much money.
They just, because the big thing is what's really nice about this time period is how much money is being invested in plywood boards to shutter up everyone's businesses.
Well, apparently, Representative Justin Humphrey, this dude, he's out of Oklahoma. He knows what really is going on and what's really bothering the American people. So he has proposed a Sasquatch hunting season.
Now,
yes, you heard that correct.
Yeah.
And also, I don't want to step on toes, and I certainly don't want to be insensitive to any real things that are happening in our society, but I look like a Sasquatch.
Well,
and
yes,
if I'm in the freaking woods and somebody shoots me and they get off because it just so happened that I went camping during Bigfoot hunting season, and then you know what they're going to say to me? Why were you out in the woods during Bigfoot
hunting? What were you wearing?
I'm a person. What was I wearing? I was wearing my camo because it's the woods.
You blended in too much, and that's the thing. You look too sneaky.
This is the stand your ground legislation for cryptids.
So first of all,
anti-cryptid.
Number one, this program, highly needed, is a because his district includes the heavily forested Kaimichi Mountains, where a Bigfoot festival is held. So they have
going to bring a bunch of freaking flags with the blue line coming to attack these people who just want to go have fun with celebrating the Bigfoot.
You can get a Bigfoot license, and it can only allows trapping and releasing of a Bigfoot. The whole point is to establish proof of Bigfoot. They give you a whopping $25,000 if you can get it. Now, Kissel, I'm not going to be one of the people that are like,
wow.
Kissel is a big fucking monkey.
Yeah, I see what you're doing there.
But the thing about the trap and
release, smiled while you were doing that was actually quite indicative to how you personally feel.
Well, I think the worst thing that can happen to you, and I can maybe see it happen, you're maybe hammered. Maybe we finally get to do live shows again. Once this really brings the industry back to Oklahoma,
sure,
we can go back to do live shows again. And then maybe, yes, you get drunk and you do happen to be pantsless and just kind of wander away into a woods and you do get trapped. The worst thing that could happen to you is that I bet you might have a couple of randy hunters being like, this one looks like he's got the mange. Because, you got some bald patches, right, where your face is and stuff. And they're like, we better get some of its seed.
That's the scene from Deliverance.
I get
God knows, you know what happens to me then.
No, they may not have sex with you. You might get
I don't
yourself-
think they will have sex with me because it'll be a forced insertion, which I will not say is sex for me.
They might just try to get your cum. So when I say to you, honestly, Kissel, it's just roll over. Show the belly and get it done as fast as possible.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I think you're their guy on the inside, and I have now just lowered my trust level of you down to 68%, which is a drop of 30%. You're at a 98%, but now, because you always got to give two people, you always have to give people 2% just in case they commit a crime that's so heinous where you can still be like, I never trusted him.
I never trusted him once.
Never trusted him. So this is according to the legislation written by this total and complete jackass. Although I do think it's kind of fun.
He's saying it's going to promote tourism.
No, I understand.
Sure.
So that is fun until, of course, again, someone who looks like me gets shot. He says establishing an actual hunting season and issuing licenses for people who want to hunt Bigfoot will just draw more people to our already beautiful part of the state. But
that's very
why
sweet.
Can't you just do, what does it say about human nature? Why can't it be a Bigfoot picture license where you
because
can take a photo
of it?
Because
we've been trying to do that, and everybody, he won't stand in place.
Perhaps.
He keeps hiding. But there was a story.
Apparently it was found, but you know, there was a creature that was spotted 2,000 miles away in Washington State that many people believe was a Bigfoot. However, there is some controversy here because Micah Holmes, he works for the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation, and he says the agency actually doesn't recognize Bigfoot as something that exists.
Fuck you! Fuck that! I actually was watching a video the other day about this so-called...
Although I will say, this guy's a Republican. The Democrats could use a few crazies out there, too.
We really could.
Have fun with it.
But there was a YouTube channel I was watching that had a really interesting video that showed... I mean, I just don't know what to do. It's the same thing with all cryptids, where there is a guy named B.C. Garrett that is a Bigfoot hunter that he found this footage from his hunting cams that he says is... undeniable proof that Bigfoot can go transparent and can cloak himself using predator-like technology.
Okay.
And so he shows these videos of what it can only describe as, I'm going to say it looks like someone farted in the winter, where it's just this like floof. It's a cloud that goes past. You can kind of see the ripples. And he's like, that's Bigfoot. And then the guy that's running the YouTube video is like, you can obviously see the outline of the Bigfoot is here. And they just do a circle.
If they do the circle.
It's just the same thing as our live show bit where they just, I was like, no, you made a Bigfoot shape.
But you, if you.
There is no Bigfoot shape there.
No,
now, yes,
now
I
there
can
is.
See it. Well, because now I'm forced to see it because you drew a Bigfoot shape where there was no shape.
See?
You know what? I should be the first one because I'm the first one to say you gotta fake it till you make it.
But
I know that. Yes, you are correct. Technically, then it is a Bigfoot shape.
In Oklahoma, with this legislation, one of my concerns, if a Bigfoot can cloak themselves, if they can make themselves invisible, aren't people just going to be shooting more bullets into the atmosphere, into the world?
We already
and I
paid
always say
for all
less
these bullets.
Bullets flying around. Like, I just don't need to have so many bullets flying around because... I didn't sign up to go to the military, and I don't want to invade another country.
I've been saying this. Net guns?
Unless they have
silly string
unless
guns.
Unless they have a lot of cheese.
There needs to be net guns. Real
they
net,
have net guns.
Guns. But more people should have them.
I mean, I think that would be wonderful. If you net a Sasquatch, that's awesome.
And also, I went back looking at crossbows again, and then Nat saw me, and she got scared. Like, she went and she was just like, are you shopping for crossbows? And I was like, oh, it's for fun. And I have to go to a crossbow institute, is what she said. I have to go train.
Well, that is actually
like,
because you want to know how to use it. Yeah,
because I don't know how to use it.
I would no freaking clue how to use a crossbow. I know it's easier than a bow and arrow.
I'm so excited, though. I'm so close.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you go? Of course. Well, you know, with all these, we have so many freaking guns. As far as I'm concerned, everyone should take a year of gun safety and crossbow safety.
And give every kid a gun. Give every kid a gun.
As long as they have feet. That is a callback to a joke on another show.
Good work. Last podcast on the left. That's the other show. That's actually
very that's
good.
Right.
Live from your grave.
All right. Well, let's talk. We're talking politicians. Let's talk politician adjacent lawyers. I actually feel like this story, I'm on the side of the lawyer. So a Nashville lawyer has been suspended after posting advice online of how to make a murder look like self-defense, but is this not the job of a defense attorney?
They're not supposed to. The defense attorney's whole position is that they're supposed to work with people who they either believe to be innocent or believe need a fair trial versus, I guess, covering up a murder, but I don't know, because honestly, it just seems like really great advice.
The road to hell, isn't it? It's paved with good intentions, and sometimes those intentions could be good, even if that intention is murder, because... A Facebook post, 2017, how all good things stem from Facebook posts from 2017.
Always.
Apparently, there was a woman seeking advice on how to handle an abusive ex-partner. So attorney Winston B. Sitton, which is he's a great lawyer name.
Big hat. Big belt buckle.
Absolutely. He will get you more prison time than the prosecutor even wanted you to have.
Because he wants everybody to know that he is the best at what he does.
Absolutely. And how do you keep defensive business?
I got the most jail time.
You got the most. That's the most. And as if you're a defense attorney, you want to make sure that those people constantly need you.
Yep.
Which means they constantly have to be in legal trouble. So this is, the woman's like, I'm getting beat up by my ex-partner. I don't know what to do. So Sitton encouraged her to, quote, lure the man into a home and shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to an opinion filed by the state's high court, I guess that's not a good idea for a lawyer to be doing.
Well, he later posted, he said, so his words were, even with the new stand your ground law, the Castle Doctrine is a far safer basis for use of deadly force. And then
he's just right.
He is correct. But then he later posted that if the woman should delete her post if she was serious. Now, as a lawyer, I advise you to keep mum about this if you are remotely serious. Your defense is that you are afraid for your life. Revenge or premeditation of any sort will be used against you at trial.
Well, maybe it wasn't the best idea to write all of this on a public
platform. I feel like if it was just an email, maybe he could have gotten away with it, but he did just put it on openly on Facebook.
And now that I'm looking again, this woman may have been the crazy ex after all, because
she did try to kill. He did was going to try to kill the man, because then she did delete the post.
Yeah, and the ex apparently saw the comments, and then he handed over the screenshots to the Shelby County District Attorney, Amy Weirich, and apparently they were like, yeah, that's not good that they did that. Mm-hmm. So the board recommended that Sitton's license be suspended, but only for 60 days.
That's it.
So he did. So it's a little slap, because that's all he needs. He was just trying to help someone get away with murder, which if you're a defense attorney, it's like, it's not your job. He's doing too much pre-pro.
But it's also a bad...
He's guilty of doing too much pre-production.
Also, we all need our secrets, don't we? And so, do we tell you all the magic that goes behind the scenes
making
Last Podcast on the Left? Do we let you know all the tips and tricks of the trade? No, we don't, because we have to keep some for ourselves.
What have we kept for ourselves?
All of the... When you and I blow each other, when we do the 69 each time before we start... We told because I left sunglasses at your house last night. Two fucking days ago.
I showed up at the studio today with Henry sunglasses and Travis Morningstar, our great producer. He was like, ooh, did Henry spend the night? And I was like, no, he left at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Secrets. But he should have kept some secrets for his own pocket.
Well.
That's a thing that you shouldn't tell somebody how to get away with murder until they're paying you.
I agree. That was his biggest mistake.
That's his biggest mistake.
As a lawyer, I agree. All right. Well, one more quick tale here from Arkansas. Let's talk about this woman that was found, right? This Talina Galloway. She was found in a freezer in Arkansas. And believe it or not, her roommate.
Looking for ice cream?
No, she was the ice cream. Unfortunately, so the sheriff there in Arkansas is like, yeah, the roommate did it. She's 53 years old, and I'm looking at pictures of her. She seemed like really sweet and like totally normal. Just a normal girl in a normal 53-year-old gal.
So what happened to her?
Well, Talina allegedly posted on Facebook earlier that month stating she believed she had COVID-19, but she would not go to the hospital. Her friends and family told Dateline's Missing in America in May that Facebook post was out of character and that they did not believe Talina would just walk away without contacting them.
That makes sense.
Apparently that was the roommate that was like, I've got COVID.
Don't come near me. More and more of these like COVID cover-up murders.
Really interesting.
Same thing happened with a family annihilator. I forget where it was. Just recently,
there's so many of them during COVID.
It's just because it left the same thing, saying whole family got COVID. You know, sorry everybody for not getting back to calls and stuff. And then he killed everybody.
Absolutely. So the authorities have been searching for Talina since April 17th of 2020. Her roommate Corey Bomelli reported her missing from their Oklahoma home. She could have wrapped this up into the Sasquatch controversy and been like, Sasquatch took her. That's why we need the hunting season.
We've read all of those books that talk about how many times Bigfoot will see a woman washing herself in a stream and just start railing on her.
That was your reading of creepypastas that you chose. That I had nothing to do with. Marcus actually had nothing to do with. No one wanted it to happen.
But someone wrote it. And it was there to be read.
So because of this, this is going back. So this woman has been, again, just to really hammer this home, April 17th, 2020, this woman went missing.
Yes.
She has been in the freezer damn near a year now.
Yes, yes.
And because of the COVID excuse, her family was like, okay, we better be careful. The freezer was discovered by a witness. They reported seeing a truck and white cargo trailer last summer on June 8th, 2020, driving into a secluded area. Apparently, that was where this body was left. The witness was suspicious of the activity, caught up to the vehicle, observed no one was around, but smelled a foul odor coming from the trailer. And she also saw a foul-smelling liquid pooled on the floor of the trailer, which I guess is a human dethawing. She obtained the tag information and contacted the Polk County Police. And on January 14th, 2021, the same witness was walking in the woods. She came across the same freezer. The lid was taped shut. She stated about the foul smell again. Sheriff Elliott said it was important to note that the tag number checked out. So it did check out upon examination, because I guess there's just that many fucking freezers in Oklahoma.
I guess so. Honestly, I feel like it's a hunting thing too, right? Wouldn't you have like a meat freezer outside? I feel like that's
in your
very
house?
Common. But you'd have it maybe outside, and it could be filled with rotten like deer meat if you didn't plug it in correctly or didn't play your power bill.
I'm going to say this to the sheriff. At this point, I think you're making this woman who just found a potential corpse do too much work.
What's the serial number?
Get Biff over here to find of effing serial number.
Send Deputy Bigby
over there.
And he'd be like, well, it does seem like it is awful full of person, isn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
isn't that nice? I'm a normal person. I'm going to go be traumatized over here. You do your job.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Corey Bumley, has she been caught yet?
She has been caught. There is a mugshot of her. It's just a middle-aged, white-looking lady. Short hair.
I love a lady that looks like Phil Spector.
She looks like Phil Spector. She's scary. Honestly, both of these women...
Also, he's dead. That kind of came and went.
Did he die?
Phil Spector just died.
God must have needed someone to get Michael Jackson in line. God is like, what producer do I have to kill up here to get Michael Jackson working? All right. So these are two middle-aged, just white ladies. They look totally, I guess, hashtag normal or whatever.
I wonder what went down in there.
No freaking idea. So
probably erased or TiVo.
If you erase Worst Cooks in America, for example.
Well, now that's what Food Network did. We're not allowed to even watch that season anymore. They pulled it all digital.
They
got
the whole thing off.
They pulled it all off.
They Benoit'd it. Chris Benoit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that it still happened.
Oh, yeah. I'll still watch clips. There's the clips on YouTube. I'm watching them now out of pure just demonic curiosity.
It is weird. It changes it, doesn't it?
It does. It's kind of fun.
Upon examination of the freezers, yes, the authorities, they did discover human remains. And on Thursday of this past week, Wagner County District Attorney Jack Thorpe, he got that arrest warrant. And my God, did he execute it. So apparently she was out on bond and located living in Wisconsin.
Wow. The
good land of Wisco.
The land of nasty roommates. That's
absolutely
very sad.
Sheriff Elliott says our hearts go out to the family of Talina Galloway.
I wonder what went on inside of that house.
Nothing good.
Yep.
And apparently Nicole Belafonte Carr told Dateline she felt in her heart that her good friend Talina was gone.
That's so sad. That's so sad, man. You got to be careful with these roommates, man.
She says, I knew we would get frustrated, but today is the day justice won.
It's just unfortunate. You really need to fill out an application to be somebody's roommate.
You really got to figure out how to communicate. It's really hard to have a roommate after a certain age.
I mean, Postmates the other night. It was like a 75-year-old woman. I had to go help get all the shit out of the car for her.
Yeah.
I feel so bad.
I don't fully know why people... Well, in New York, you're going to have a roommate until you're 100.
That's the idea. But they're fun, sexy roommates, and you tell them all your tales of what it's like to be single in the city.
It's a wife or a husband.
No. You go out there. If you're in New York, you got your drinking Cosmos. You got your strappy shoes. Big loft spaces.
Oh, my God, Henry. You're a Sex in the City New Yorker. You have to remember what the girls... Girls, the TV show...
She came for money in that show. She just wrote her life. They were all just children.
I know that, but I'm saying what they portrayed was working class struggling artists. But yes,
they couldn't even do that correctly.
No, it was a horrible show. But what I'm saying is that was a different version of New York. I am a Sex in the City New York guy. No, yeah, because no. I used to watch Sex and the City with my brother, and I was always like, yeah, I'm going to go have that Cosmo lifestyle. I never wanted the crappy, dumpy lifestyle that, yes, I have.
The real New York lifestyle is you're a fat UPS delivery man, you got a hot as fuck Italian wife, your mother lives across the street, you got fucking Jerry Stiller's living in your basement.
No!
That's the real New York lifestyle. King of Queens.
King of Queens, and nothing wrong with
that. Oh, so speaking of King of New York, he's not, it means a terrible segue. Robert Bigelow wants to give somebody, not even $1 million, close to $1 million to prove that there is life after death.
How close? And which is, how close?
I don't know.
Because is a dollar, a dollar is close to $1 million if you really stretch it out.
This is what it is. According to his website, BigelowInstitute.org, it's an essay.
Also,
essay,
okay, so I'm looking at
best evidence for afterlife. Winning essay gets $500,000.
There is a profile on the, I guess, what do you call this? The main font of the website that has a woman's profile, but I don't think a lot of women going to the website.
That's right there, Leslie Keene. Jessica Utz. But Robert, the only thing I don't want to talk about this at length because we've talked about Robert Bigelow quite a bit. He is the enigmatic billionaire that starts budgeting suites.
He's a
and
billionaire
then also,
and he can give almost $1 million away?
I just feel like the answer if there is life after death is worth more than that. I think it might be worth more than that amount of money. And I also feel like a lot of people are searching for it already as well. I don't know if they need the extra oomph, but it is fun to have a sci-fi billionaire out there. Like having like a real, like from fiction, Robert Bigelow is like a guy who is just like a cloaked and mystery billionaire who's just trying to find out if there's ghosts and aliens.
And earn every 5 p.m. on the dot, it farts.
I love it.
And it creates the odor that person used to emit.
Fake it till you make it again. Yeah, it might
isn't
not
that
be.
Isn't that kind of real, though? Isn't that person sort of alive?
But in a way, it's like you're keeping their memory alive.
Exactly.
So yes, and then in memory, you could say if every digital memory you have inside of your brain can be somehow technically be like a 3D space in which like continually to exist, mm-hmm. then yes, they do continue to exist.
I you know what? I actually agree. All right, well, I think it's time for Hero of the Week.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who drive, some of the greatest people out there drive.
Some people do drive, yeah.
I love driving.
Do you just say that some of the world's greatest people drive?
They do. Some of them don't they? That's called wide swipes because someone's driving in a car right now and they say, I'm driving. And this goes out to anyone right now in a, I'm going to go with a,
choose a car,
Toyota Tacoma. You're out there. Maybe you're listening to,
okay,
maybe you're listening to Outshined by Soundgarden right now, about to take a left.
If you are in a Toyota, if you can prove that you're in a Toyota Tacoma, you're listening to
Outshined by Soundgarden,
you're about to take a left, and if you can take a picture of it right now, like I mean it, if you can take a picture of it right now, we will send you a free t-shirt.
Wow!
That is just true. Now, that's work for Travis, I'm sorry, but we will send you a free t-shirt.
You
show
us
Side Stories LPOTL, but I gotta see the pictures of the car, the make of the car, and I gotta see a picture of you with the newspaper.
Sounds like you're trying to steal their identity, but you know what? I'll take that work off of Travis's plate. Puffin will do it. Puffin will send you that t-shirt. I'll get that kid working.
He won't, though. That's lip service. He doesn't work.
Well, he kind of cuddles. All right. Hero of the week. Amazon driver reunites baby with mom after the baby was stolen in a carjacking in Houston. So thank you so much to Juan Carlos Flores.
Is it weird to say that? Isn't that the luckiest day in a family's life when the baby just gets maybe taken?
No, this is your theory because you don't want a baby. Mm. But imagine if you did and then it was ripped away from you. I think what you've just talked about is one of the worst traumas a human can actually suffer. And you just said, isn't that everyone's dream?
Six of one, half a dozen of another. It's amazing. Different strokes for different folks. I could say so many different things.
You can cliche it up all you want. Juan Carlos Flores, he was working at Amazon since the start of this freaking pandemic, and he's just driving, and apparently he's in the Sunnyside neighborhood. He stumbled upon by the way, which is a horrible thing to do.
Yeah,
when
you
it comes
stumble
to,
upon a kettlebell left outside.
That's great. Or like stumble upon, oh my God, the bars are allowed to open outside.
Yep.
Which I did, by the way, the Thirsty Merchant. I drove by it because they lifted the you can't drink outside rule here in California. and a Budweiser truck was pulling in.
You could just feel the blood come back.
I'm like, dry January is about to get into a wet February. Although I do need to keep my waist down, and my goodness gracious, I'm happy to fit in jeans again.
That's why you should get into heroin. Guys, that's never been, it's never been stopped due to COVID here.
I think I'm too depressed. I'm not a depressive, but
you
I don't need it. I mean, I'm not depressed. I'm very happy. All right. So apparently He stumbled upon a 5-month-old baby. I'm talking about heroes here. This man stumbled upon a 5-month-old baby who was abandoned on the side of the road in an apparent carjacking. If you are a carjacker, can't you look in the freaking backseat?
How do you steal
a baby? I've never understood this.
Because they're quiet until they're crying.
Yeah. So the guy says, again, we're talking about Juan Carlos Flores. He says, when I went close to the baby, I wanted to cry because I was like, it's impossible the baby can be here on the side of the street alone. Security footage from the neighborhood shows just a bunch of cars driving by. I'm going to assume they didn't see the baby. The child's terrified mom called the police, being like, my iPhone was in the car so they can track the car. And this is according to neighbor Myrna Garcia. She told ABC News somebody was definitely watching over that baby. Being a mom, I could only imagine what the mom was going through. And that's why this guy was a hero, because multiple cars passed by. They're like, yeah, kid is alone. I guess they're driving young these days. And this guy was like, no, you know what? I don't think that's appropriate. He told ABC News, I asked them if the baby belongs to them. What, are you kidding me? That's what they said. The police came, like 5 to 10 cars of police, with the mom crying, and they told me that baby was stolen with the car. So good job.
Very nice.
Flores, who called the rescue the best thing that's ever happened to me in my job, because he's a savior of a baby, and he didn't. I can imagine if you're an Amazon delivery driver and you just give packages to people who don't really need them for a living. This would be nice.
It would be nice.
To actually save a baby's life.
It would be. That's so cool. Well, good work.
Speaking of which, we're going to start seeing Amazon Annihilator soon because they're underpaid. They're stressed out.
I don't know what's going to happen.
It's going to be like someone's just going to start delivering like bombs.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I do think that they need a union.
They need some rights.
There's supposed to be some kind of vote, right?
Well, as soon as they do, then it'll be like, oh, hope you like your new sidekick TikTok, the robot boy 8000 that's about to take your job.
Come to replace you.
You're supposed to reprogram these to stop saying that.
We'll see. I hope.
I'm a union man.
If you're going to, honestly, you want to turn around what's going on with the robots, we're already seeing it. Tom Cruise, your favorite all of a sudden,
he's not my favorite.
You talk about him with glee and you were impressed with him.
I am impressed by him.
Yeah, I am not. He's still just a short man overcompensating.
He's very strong.
Has robots yelling at people on his sights, on his.
Oh yeah, dude, it's intense.
I want to just be a fly on the wall at his where. I want to hear what his calls are like when he's just fucking that flounder behind a fucking porta potty at a Publix. It's incredible.
We don't know if he fucks fish.
He absolutely does. It keeps coming up.
I don't know. Okay,
here we go. As a good Canadian millennial, listener emails.
Listener emails. All right.
As a good Canadian millennial, I have never heard of Rock Terrio before your fascinating but terrifying series on there. Of course, during Zoom calls over the holidays, I brought it up. And to my utter shock and delight, I discovered not only did my family know of him, but my godmother met him. working as an ER nurse in Newmarket, Ontario in the 80s, she encountered him and his entourage at 3 o'clock in the morning during a night shift. Newmarket was a bedroom town at the time, pretty much for people commuting into Toronto, and the ER was not the busiest place in the world on a Friday night, so the arrival of Moises was particularly memorable. Huh. Waltzing in with two babies in his arms, my godmother vividly remembers that he was decked out in a matching mustard plaid vest and pants ensemble and was followed by two quiet women dressed like Mennonites. He wanted the two babies checked by a doctor. My godmother asked if they were sick, and he said, no, he just wanted to check up at 3 a.m. Leading him and the babies into an examination room, my godmother noticed that one baby was much bigger than the other and asked Terrio about them. Different mothers, he answered, grinning as he watched my godmother's realization and embarrassment. She thought they were twins. The babies were completely healthy, but she didn't mention that their diapers were made of homespun cloth. While she was looking at the babies, the other ER staff was talking to the women and asking one of them about her noticeable limp. Convincing the Anhill kid to take an x-ray, the ER staff
discover that her leg had been long healed. Soon the whole story was explained. She had broken it, God knows how, and ended up in traction at the hospital. Theriault, knowing better than the doctors, said he could do a better job at healing
and check
the woman out of the hospital. The tendons in her leg shortened, ergo the limp. That was pretty much the whole odd encounter. In hindsight, it's obvious that Theriault wanted a doctor's exam of the babies to keep child services at bay. However, it was crazy to listen to my godmother describe Theriault's magnetism. She said it was unforgettable. She described him as a big guy, not fat, but barrel-chested. Definitely not attractive to her, but his eyes were truly remarkable, and he had tangible charisma. She also mentioned that he didn't give off any creepy vibes, just a smiley, affable dude.
Wow.
Not fucked up.
Man, that story, from that real life human perspective, extremely interesting. Thank you so much for that email. That was one of the better ones because, I mean, they're all great, but that was to have that experience. Yeah. Holy hell. So this, wow. Yeah. I mean, of course, he's just like, I can heal that better than you, doctor.
He always was. He was very, very, he was lovely.
It sounds like actually a cool outfit, to be honest.
The other story you guys might want to, if you guys research the Watchers, from the same place, Westfield, New Jersey, where John List took place. It's a fascinating long-form article. I forget who wrote it. If you look up The Watcher, it is about that same New Jersey town that John List was from. There was a family, a mansion. They bought this mansion, and then they were harassed by anonymous letters for years. And it's a whole very interesting... I wanted to cover on side stories like for a while, but it's very, very involved. It might actually be a relaxed fit story at some point, but you should read about that. It's very, very interesting.
Also, one of the things that I wanted to bring up just really quickly that I believe is true is that apparently in John List's mansion, they had a Tiffany
lamp. I don't know if that's rumor or not. Okay. I have to look that up. I have to look up
because
what that's true.
Because I got that from multiple people. But if that is true, if he had 150K staring at him in a lamp, that is like, that's another weird level.
So fucked up. Because apparently the story is that there was a Tiffany lamp built inside of the mansion that they had purchased that was...
It
would have saved everything. It was estimated to be worth 150 grand. But I want to look at this.
In the 1970s, so 500 grand.
Yeah, I got to look that up.
Wouldn't that be incredible if you're staring at it the whole time? It's like a Twilight Zone episode.
When I was broke, I was always like wondering, number one, being like, will I find an artifact somewhere in my parents' garage, or will a distant relative please just die and give me money?
And then
please?
You just thumb through and your dad is like looking at all
just
the Batman kills Spider-Man.
It's literally just Superman's dead.
Yes, Superman's dead.
Five copies of it. He's like, you can sell these. And I should be like, no, I can't.
You're a cop from Queens. You got five of them. These are not collectors.
I got five, so we made sure we'd sell them. We make sure we can really make a market out of them. All right, here we go. Here's this story. I live in a Victorian home built in the mid to late 1800s, which I fell in love with as soon as I saw it on Craigslist rental ad several years ago. Unlike almost every other place I have lived, nothing strange has ever happened in this house, nor have I ever had the slightest creepy feeling here. I've always been disappointed by this. When I was on my back porch getting ready to hit my GB, but had not yet, I felt some softball size brush up against the right side of the small of my back, and I felt my sweatshirt move. Ooh. I reached behind me, felt nothing. I turn around. I was at least 8 inches away from anything else on my porch that could have touched me from that side. I brushed it off as one of those weird phantom skin sensations that happen sometimes, like how we're addicted to the stupid phones, right?
I get it.
So I got high. I went to the kitchen, closed the inside door, started talking to my sister's cat, who I'm taking care of at the moment. We both turned our heads, the cat and I, when we heard the swishing sound of the bag of plastic bags. You know how that shit is.
I have
that
one.
It hangs on the inside of the back door. I do as well.
That, you know, eventually you just throw away.
Yes, because you're just like, what am I going to do? I'm not going anywhere with this. Why do I have this? I told myself that the bags might have gotten stuck against something when the door closed and then pulled free after I stepped away. And that's why it started swinging a full 20 seconds or after I had already closed the door. Remembering all the crazy shit that happened when I shared a house with my sister's family for a couple of years, I sent my sister a text saying, like telling her what happened, and said, well, maybe something happens when we spend a lot of time together. They've recently returned to New Jersey after living in North Carolina for years and are looking for a place up there, which is why I'm taking care of the cat. So then I asked her if she knew that poltergeist activity is often associated with young girls having their menarche, right?
Oh, menarche.
It's menarchy now. Apparently that's a real world saying.
Oh, isn't that nice?
She thought maybe because
it's
my
gift
daughter
that keeps on giving.
No blood.
10.5.
Remember that? We actually have one of our better pieces of art was written in menstrual blood.
Yeah, it's still in Marcus's home.
Yeah, it's haunted us ever since.
But I thought maybe I had to do it because my daughter is 10 and a half years old. It could happen anytime now. And then I exclaimed in
text.
Wait
a second. I mean, yes, I guess. Okay, never mind. He's like, a father. I have to be appropriate.
This whole story. Her cat is also going through puberty. So maybe they thought it was, can there be a cat poltergeist?
And then I open and close my back door and watch the bag of plastic bags become wedged in the corner for a few moments. So it all got dispelled.
So I learned the horrific thing is he has a daughter that's about to hit puberty and a cat hit puberty. And
it's the worst part of that story.
That's scarier than everything.
I said the word menarch.
Yeah, menarch, yeah. All right, cool.
And here's this last real quick story. I'll read this next one. This last little quick story that I thought was really funny. This comes from the most recent episode that mentioned Richard Dreyfuss. He once attended a National History Day my sister was a finalist in.
Oh.
And he provided such an expletive-laden rant about education that many of the parents and their families left. Thankfully, not mine. The man called himself a born-again Jew. He said it was like cocaine was served next to the white fish at his synagogue's kaddish.
You know what? That's a hell of a Dreyfuss story. He still saved us from that big mother trucking fish.
He really did. He tried. He tried to save
us. There you go. Well, what's wrong with a good profanity-laced...
I will tell you something else that I know about history. Yeah. I'll tell you what. 7 million. That's the number.
Oh, my. All right, everyone. Well, thank you all so much for listening. We got some cool news.
Live every day.
That's the cool news is to live every day.
Live every day outside of the refrigerator.
Please.
Try not to end up inside of a refrigerator.
You know I'm watching segments of 1,000-Pound Sisters because I can't watch the whole show at once. But speaking of
farts, gives me panic attacks.
It really does stress me out, but they're in that fridge a lot.
They really are. But they are vacationing in that fridge.
Well, they don't
become a permanent resident of the fridge.
They were doing diet night and they ate cheese. They ate eggplant parmesan with the most amount of cheese I've ever seen in an eggplant parmesan, but that was their diet night.
But then what I found out is because I remember also thinking the same when I was at my bigger size, being like, it's vegetables. It actually finds out the eggplants actually absorb more oil than even meat does.
Oh, so it's worse for you.
It's almost worse. It's almost worse.
Great.
And you're going to laugh just thinking about how you're going to have a healthy vegetarian eggplant parmesan meal later. Yum, 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 yum. I'm a vegetarian. I just like, and you gotta live, you gotta laugh, and you gotta love the fact that you're gonna be able to go to Oklahoma. You're gonna be able to poke a big, fat, 6'7" man in a cage.
I ain't going to Oklahoma.
You're gonna be able to take that man, you're gonna be able to put him in his cage legally for tourism.
It literally is a statement to me and my people, my ilk. We do not go to Oklahoma.
Honestly, it sounds like they're making Oklahoma a incredible place for the small.
For
us. Except I like a tall woman, so that makes me sad.
I'm moving to Montana, and we're going to start doing gnome hunting season.
But maybe they'll keep you, Kissel. They'll keep you in a cage, and they start breeding you.
I think if I can somehow pivot gnome to equal Polish, then we have Polish hunting season, and then we can really start to get something going.
It's gnome season. It's Bigfoot season. It's gnome season. It's Bigfoot season.
With some of the legislation going on in Montana, we'll talk about that on top. And apparently, there's a lot of questionable things happening there.
The problem, though, is if you say leprechaun hunting season, that becomes racist against the Irish.
And they've had enough to deal with, haven't they?
Yeah, those bog people.
All right.
Learn to make spaghetti, Irish.
Thank you all so much for listening. Should we talk about anything? We got some THC stuff.
We're waiting on the... because. We're being casual with the release date in the weed.
Yeah.
It just takes a while.
Well, it's
like, just weed industry, so it's slow.
If you would think, like, the industry...
It's coming.
If you do cocaine, everything happens real fast.
Too fast.
Too fast. Weed, everything happens whenever...
Just like when it's ready.
Like Gandalf.
You're going to get it when it's ready. It's going to come out like Gandalf.
And apparently it is... Well, not apparently. We've all tried it, but it's really good. You guys are going to love it.
Very strong. You're really going to like it. Lastpodcastmerch.com. Check out all your merch needs. Put clothes on your body. I also would say check out all of our streams. We got Last Stream on the Left is now going to be every... Same bat channel, same bat time, same as it used to be. Last Stream on the Left, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be live on our Patreon, and then it's going to be moved to our YouTube.
So for those that give to our Patreon, any tier, you can watch the stream live, you can participate in the chat, you can see Henry's nipples before we have to censor them.
We don't have to censor them
anymore. Which
we
will have to do when we go to YouTube.
We won't.
For free.
You can show nipples.
I know, I'm just making a bit. I know, just because we got kicked off, we're not going to get kicked off YouTube.
We don't know what's going to happen with YouTube.
But anyway, it will be free, 48 hours after we do it.
Something
live.
Like that. It's going to be up there pretty much immediately. As soon as we're done with the stream, then you can check out that fucking bullshit. But then we also, Twitch is staying strong as hell. because we're going to have, I don't know where the hell Kissel show is going to be coming soon, but yep. My show Saturdays, 2:30 PST, show in Sub 6. We've already got a great chat community going.
Love it.
Very, very excited to keep doing that show.
Awesome. All right, everyone. Thank you all so much for hanging with us. We'll keep on hanging with you. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everybody. Please do, and be careful. If you win a cooking competition, it's not. Don't be.
You don't become like.
Don't let it go to your head.
Yeah, you're not Lord Creatress of your home.
No, not even Tom Cruise can murder his child. He tried.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.